Welcome to Wilmot's Quant Talk. I'm Lori.
And I'm Finn. Today we're diving into a fascinating paper by Dilip Madan and King Wang about financial valuation of hedging systems.
Right, and this paper really challenges how we traditionally think about evaluating hedging systems. The usual approach is backtesting on historical data, but there's a fundamental problem. Exactly. So instead, Madan and Wang propose using alternate reality simulations with known dynamics, specifically the bilateral gamma levy process and the Sato process.
That's clever. And their core insight is that perfect replication is theoretically impossible, right?
Right. It would require an infinite number of transactions, so there's always residual risk that needs to be priced. That's where their two-price economy framework comes in.
Mm-hmm. So instead of just using the standard risk-neutral measure,
they introduce bid-ask spreads through Conic Finance to price residual risk for what they call risk acceptability. It's a much more conservative approach to valuation.
And they test this on two different hedging approaches. What did they compare?
Classical Black-Scholes hedging, using the usual Greeks, Delta, Vega, Gamma, Vanna, Volga, versus power variation hedging, which tries to match the first four power variations of the underlying.
Interesting. So what did they find?
Several key results. First, counterintuitively, as you add more hedging factors, going from Delta to Delta Vega to Delta Gamma Vega and so on, the ask prices typically increase. More complexity doesn't always mean better hedging.
That makes sense when you think about implementation costs.
Exactly. They also found that the Sato process had lower ask prices compared to the Levy process, and power variation hedging generally outperformed the classical approaches.
And there was something about early exits too, right?
Yes. When they reduced the hedging period from 126 days to 95 days, they saw significantly lower ask prices across all strategies. Early exits can really control hedging costs.
So from a practical standpoint, this gives quant modelers a much better framework for understanding the true cost of hedging.
Right. Instead of relying on single-path backtests, you can actually price the residual risk and compare different hedging strategies systematically. The two-price economy gives you that bid-ask spread that reflects the real cost of risk acceptance.
It's definitely a more sophisticated approach to risk management than traditional methods. Thanks for walking through this with me, Lori.
My pleasure, Finn. For our listeners, this paper offers valuable insights into making hedging decisions more systematic and understanding their true costs. Until next time, this is Wilmot's Quant Talk.